What's going on, y'all? Cuddy from Cuddy TV. This is episode 15. It's Scorpio season. My birthday just passed. A lot of shit has happened, and I have a lot of things to catch up on with y'all about. So welcome to episode 15. This is November 15th, recording episode 15. So this is how y'all always going to remember episode 15th, because I recorded it when? November 15th. That's how y'all know that this is real. It's really episode 15. So we locked in. You know, we're going to go over a couple of things. We're going to go over moves with Cuddy. Of course, my birthday. I spent my birthday in Las Vegas. That is crazy. We're going to go over advice with Cuddy. Manifestation. We're going to talk about manifestation this episode. So if you want to talk about manifestation, this is the episode for you. You're going to be real happy about this episode. And then news. So there's still news going on in the world, and we got a couple of things to talk about. Jeezy versus Gucci, definitely got to talk about that. Kodak Black has a final release date. Let's talk about that. A couple of people got shot. We definitely got to show respect and talk about that. And then, of course, the NBA is going crazy, and we got to talk about that. So it's going to be a good episode 15. I'm happy that y'all are here. I'm happy that we are still continuing on. Season 2 is on the way. Make sure y'all stay tapped in and subscribe to whatever podcast. I don't know how you listening to this, but make sure you subscribe so you don't never miss an episode, because season 2 is going to be real, and y'all going to want to make sure y'all are around for it. So with that being said, the Cuddy card is officially out. We are going to be doing radio interviews on it. If you know any radio stations, online radio stations, anybody who does interviews, definitely tell them to contact me. I would love to give them the first interview of 2021. We are booking for 2021 interviews right now for January. So again, if you know anybody who would fit that realm of interviewing and wants to talk to Cuddy, then let's get them booked for January 2021, because the Cuddy card is officially out. And we are soft releasing them right now. We have 10 available right now. We only have 10 because we only have 10 because we only have 10. But we want you guys for real to come check out our new invention. We want to make sure that it's something that the people want. We think it's an amazing idea. It's an all-in-one business card. You can tap the back of somebody's phone and you can set your music to it. You can set your business card to it. You can set your website to it. You can set your Cash App to it. That's something I didn't know about that. That's pretty damn lit. Like, you could tap the back of somebody's phone and your Cash App will pop up on their phone so they can pay you. That's lit. I ain't gonna cap. That's super lit. And then a bunch of other cool things. So we're gonna talk about that. So stay tuned into the episode. And now we're about to begin episode 15. That was a long intro, but of course, always stay tapped in with me with what's new. Go to theofficialcuddy.com. That's how you stay tapped in with everything that's new with me. And now we're officially going to get started. So let me tell you guys about my birthday in Las Vegas. It's my first birthday on the West Coast. I don't think I ever spent a birthday on the West Coast before. So first birthday on the West Coast. Super dope. Woke up to a cake made by Ooh La La Vegan. If you need any vegan eats, make sure you go to at Ooh La La Vegan on Instagram and you can get you some vegan eats. They will deliver to your crib if you live in Las Vegas, and if you live anywhere else, well, they'll ship it to you. So that's pretty dope too. Ooh La La Vegan. They made a red velvet Oreo cake. Super valid, super good. It was vegan, of course. You know, I just got done my, I didn't tell you about this. So I did a week detox where we only ate raw alkaline or like water, and it got all of the toxins out of your body. It was a week long. It was 7 days. We ate all raw, foods and stuff. It was pretty dope. So, I know I haven't told y'all since my last podcast episode, so I'm gonna tell y'all now. That's what I just did. And there's another fast coming up. Like November 21st to November 28th, I believe, or the 27th. So if y'all want to fast, DM me on Instagram at the official Cuddy, and we could talk about that, because I might be doing that one. Maybe. Don't know yet. Still not sold on it. But moving forward, my first birthday in Las Vegas, I got that. I got woken up with that. Definitely got some gifts from my beautiful girlfriend, of course. She made sure I was good. And then we had went, where did we go? Oh, snap. We did so much on my birthday, I damn forgot. Shit, what was the main thing that I did that I really enjoyed? Damn, I really wanted to tell y'all. Oh, yeah, the Uptown Park. So, there we go. I've totally forgot the name of the the amusement park, man. Whatever. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. If y'all go to theofficialcuddy.com and go watch my vlogs, I actually did a whole 30-minute vlog of what I did on my 27th birthday. So if you want to see the cake, if you want to see our new merch, and if you want to see exactly the place that I'm talking about visually, you can go to theofficialcuddy.com, go to YouTube, type in theofficialcuddy, all one word, and you'll be able to find it and watch Cuddy's 27th birthday vlog. But we went to Uptown Fun Park. So the thing about Vegas is like it's an adult playground for adults. Like everything that a kid has, an adult has in Vegas. So I wanted to do something totally different for my birthday. And I was like, all right, I want to go to a fun park. Like that's what I want to do. So we found this fun park in Henderson, Nevada called Uptown Fun Park. Now, I don't know if it was for kids, but it was big as hell and there was adults in there and it was adult sized everything. Like everything was adult sized. The slides were adult sized. The slides were super fast. I ain't never been on a slide that fast before in my life, okay? They should get sued for how slippery those slides are. Don't really sue them, but I'm saying that's how much fun it was. Then they had like this, like half, I want to say like half balloon, half like trampoline thing that you could run up on and then slide down this long slide. Like it was like an amusement, it was like a jungle gym for adults. Like they had this little, so that was in like the front. So when you walk in, there's like a rock climbing joint. First off, I love rock climbing, and they had like a two-person joint. So if you bring somebody with you, you can beat them and rock climbing. And there's a button at the top that you have to press so that nobody gets confused on who won. You feel what I'm saying? Not throwing nothing out there. I'm just letting it be known. If y'all want to see me, y'all can book tickets. Y'all can give me a ticket. I will go to the rock climbing joint. We can go against each other. We can do that all day. It's open until 5:30. Let's get it. But so they had that. Then, they had the trampoline room. The trampoline room was crazy. It had 9 trampolines in there. All adult size. It's like, it felt like an adult trampoline. Like, it didn't feel like a kid trampoline. You know what I mean? It didn't feel like Sky Zone, but it looked like Sky Zone. It just looked like an adult version of Sky Zone. So that was super dope. And then they had these, like, you could put balls in them, and you could shoot down at people. Like, I'm telling y'all, bro, the Uptown Fun Park, if you come to Las Vegas, you need to go there because you're going to have the time of your life. And if you care about how you look, then you probably shouldn't go there because you're going to look like a little kid because you're going to have a lot of fun. Like, I was in there giggling and laughing and all that. So, yeah, it gets real when you go to Uptown Fun Park. So, I definitely did that for my 27th birthday. Veg Nation, hold on, y'all. I want to tell y'all who broke my heart on my birthday, though. I went to Veg Nation in Henderson, too. But I went there, it was like 7 o'clock. I went there, and it was closed, G. And my birthday was on a Monday, bro. What? I know that's normal business hours for a regular restaurant. 7 p.m.? That's a regular, those is regular business hours. Restaurants normally close earliest 8 p.m. We live in Las Vegas. There's no way you close at 7 p.m. and you're a upscale restaurant. There's no way. So I went to Pancho's Tacos. They actually served me after they was closing. So they was closing. And I walked up and I was like, yo, it's my birthday. And they still serving me. So shout out to Pancho's Tacos because they made my birthday and let me get some tacos. Like, and they served me like 9 tacos. I got like 9 different all vegan tacos. It's all vegan, by the way. It's all vegan tacos. That was lit. So shout out to Pancho's Tacos for taking my order. And y'all got my money. And we spent the bag up in there because it was me and my girl. And we was hungry because we just got them jumping on trampolines. So, Veg Nation, you missed that on that sale. But, and then we went over to go look at the, there's this view in, like, Henderson. You can see the whole Las Vegas. It's crazy, bro. It's like, it's inside this park. There was these kids in there shooting a music video, and I was looking like, bro, that used to be me like 5 years ago, bro. I know exactly what y'all doing. Y'all probably out here. Y'all parents probably don't know where y'all at. Y'all probably stole that camera. Not stole that camera, but y'all probably either found that camera, stole that camera, or bought that camera. Y'all just like, all right, guys, we're gonna make so many things out of this. Like, we're just gonna create, man. So that's what I love. So that actually gets into my advice. I know I'm carrying on about my birthday, but I definitely want you guys to know I had an amazing birthday. And this is the first episode of November, so I have to tell you guys about my birthday. That would be the only moves that are valid. Like, I did a lot of other stuff in November, but my birthday is the most important day. Y'all need to know and remember November 9th, okay? If y'all don't know, because it's November 15th. So November 9th is my birthday. So just so y'all know, I'm going to say it for y'all one more time. November 9th is Cuddy's birthday. All right. We all clear here. Let's move on to some advice now. So shout out to Uptown Fun Park, Poncho's Tackles, and Henderson for making my birthday. Had an amazing time. Shout out to my beautiful girlfriend, of course, and Ooh La La Vegan. So advice with Cuddy, manifestation. I know y'all feel like everybody's talking about this right now. Y'all probably like, yo, you, like, NLE Chopper, like, everybody, y'all all on this meditation, plant-based, meditate. Like, what are y'all talking about? So now y'all talking about manifestation. We get it. You gotta imagine it, and you can be it, and you can see it, and you can drive it. We get it. We heard the spiel 100 times. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Life is really that simple, though. Manifestation. You gotta manifest what you want. I be seeing a lot of things go wrong in my life sometimes, and I be like, well, how am I feeling? What am I thinking about? And I be thinking like, I'm not manifesting a bright future. I'm manifesting a dark one because of how I'm feeling or what I'm saying or what I'm thinking. So you just gotta be real careful about what you're thinking. You wanna make sure you're thinking real positive. You wanna make sure if you feel like you can do something, you should just go do it and go with your instinct. And don't worry about being wrong and feeling negative and being depressed about it. You should really just go out on a limb and things are going to work out. It's harder done than said, trust me. I'm a living advocate of it. I know, I be in here like one day super gloomy and then the next day super positive, but that's really what it is. You really got to be able to balance yourself there, because it's like better days are on the way. You just got to be able to see it, because I've made it this far. Everywhere that I've been, how far that I've gotten, I just saw it. Even from episode one of my podcast, I told everybody I was going to be doing a podcast. I'm the longest running podcast out of everybody I said I was going to be doing a podcast with. Everybody who I started with, nobody's doing a podcast besides me. I'm really the only one that's still keeping it going. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really a podcaster. I got 15 episodes in. 15 episodes. And are they all perfect? No. None of them are the way that I want them to be. But it's season one, and season two is going to be even better. But I manifested me being a podcaster. I manifested my album cover. And I manifested me keeping on doing these videos. And I did whatever I could to keep it going. So you got to manifest it. You got to want it. You got to be able to see it. You got to be able to visualize it. And you got to believe in yourself. I know it's harder done than said, but in those dark days, you just got to remember, you got to take those little hopes that you get. Even running this back and listening to this again and being like, yo, you know what? I can do this. Let me stop tripping. I'm like, what's going on with me? Like, because everybody gets there. Everybody in life gets to a dark place. Don't ever think, even rich people get to a dark place. Think about little Dirk right now. Like, King Von just died. That was his man's, like, his little man's. Like, he's rich. You don't think he feels that emotion? I mean, everybody has dark days, but the successful ones are just the ones who are able to have more light days than dark ones. So just manifest a light future, great days turn into great weeks, and great weeks turn into great months, and great months turn into great years. So put out positive energies, man. Just worry about what you can control. don't really focus on anything that's going to pull you down or be bad for you, or just pour something inside of you that's not going to help you build, because at the end of the day, you're only hurting yourself. That person obviously is not willing to change themselves, because that's what they're doing to you. So if you want to be better, you got to be around better people, and you got to have a better mindset. You got to manifest what you want in your life. And the way to manifest it is to set a goal, set a plan, go out there and do it and go achieve it. So that's my detail on that. I know that was kind of long, but I had to talk to y'all about that. I had to get that spill off of my chest, because I felt like that was just so real. Like, you just had to hear that. You know what I mean? Like, you can be whatever you want to be in life. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't be that. That's just what I, really have to say about that. I'm a podcaster. I run a blog, Jersey Watch, which you can go to www.weonjerseywatch.com. I have my own website, theofficialcuddy.com, which you can go to right now, catch up on everything new about me, my blogs, the Cuddy card, and all of my merchandise. And you can listen to my latest mixtape, Worldwide Tunes. And I run a TV station, Cuddy TV, which you can go on YouTube right now and type in Cuddy TV and go watch our latest episodes. Or you can go to weonCuddyTV.com and book some promotional campaigns for yourself. You know what I mean? And I remember just a year ago, somebody told me you can only do one thing. And look at that. I just named three things for you. And then I have a trade in right now for Forex. I don't know if y'all know what Forex is yet. I joined IM Academy. I know. Everybody talks about it. I don't care. Okay. I'm doing Forex right now. So I've been doing Forex for 4 years. I have a trade in. So there's four things that I'm doing right now. So don't ever think that you can't do more than one thing. You can, because I'm currently doing four. So definitely go check out all three of them other things that I named, because I need you to go check them joints out. And then keep on listening to the one thing that you're listening to right now, which is 82 Seconds with Cuddy, because you're 15 episodes in. So that's my advice with Cuddy. Let's start talking about the news, though. If you're not an NBA fan, this is going to turn you off. If you are an NBA fan, then you already know what I'm about to start talking about, because it's the hottest topic in the NBA right now. DeMar DeRozan to the Lakers, that's the first topic. We're going to start there. Before we even dog deep into the big slice of the pie, we're going to start with the little piece. DeMar DeRozan to the Lakers. Do I think he needs to be added on? They just added on Dennis Schroeder. It's official now. They traded away Danny Green and a pick. I don't know, like a 30th pick. You know, the Lakers, they probably just traded whatever pick. They got LeBron and AD now. Nobody's going to come there that's better than those two right now. So, DeMar DeRozan being added on with Dennis Schroeder, LeBron James, AD. Do you see a back-to-back title? Because that's what LeBron's going for. You know that's what he's in it for. He's like, so we're going to get back-to-back titles, because you can bring DeMar DeRozan on here, that can make sure I get a back-to-back title. And that would put me at 5 rings. And then that would be like a magical year right there. Like, imagine that. Back-to-back titles, LeBron's 5th ring, DeMar DeRozan's 1st ring. He's from L.A. He's playing for his hometown. He's a hometown hero now, because that would be insane. Like, the narrative behind that would be insane. Not as much as insane as the next narrative I'm about to tell you, but that would be really insane. So just imagine that side of your head. So Dennis Schroeder, because they got to trade Rondo, right? They got to get rid of Rondo. Rondo's definitely got to go. Like, where are you going to put Rondo at? You got Dennis Schroeder now. He wants to start. He's definitely coming from a starting position. So he wants to start. And he shoots better than Rondo. So Rondo has been hitting a couple threes, though, which has been blowing my mind. Even him joining that, the fact that he even got a ring with the Lakers. Don't even get me started on Rondo. I feel so betrayed by Rondo, because I'm a Celtics fan. Like, what you did was just super. I don't even care what you was in it for. You dirty. That's it. I'm moving on, okay? Because I'm going to get real upset. But the latest headline, of course, we got to bring up James Harden, you know, Russell Westbrook. So let's start from the beginning until we get into the big stake. We're starting from Russell Westbrook requesting a trade, which makes no sense to me, because you should be happy you're playing with James Harden, one of the best offensive players in the game, one of your better teammates in all of your years, because PG ain't want to play with you. But that's just facts. And then Russ wants to leave. So now they're like, okay, well, we'll get more money for Harden, and then we could just trade away Russ. So now the Rockets are like trying not to trade away James Harden. They just want to ship away Russ. But now James Harden is like, well, you could trade me to the Nets, because that's where I would want to go. If y'all want to get rid of anybody, y'all could get rid of me. Y'all could just send me to the Nets. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can get me out of here. Y'all ain't even got to worry about me. Y'all could just get me right on out of here. I'll go play with KD and Kyrie, okay? We'll be the three Ks, okay? The KKK, the James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie, quadruple. That's what they're going to call us. The triplets, the Ks. That's what they're going to call us in the Nets. Russell still doesn't have a destination. He might go to the Knicks, I guess. I mean, is New York going to take him? Boston don't want you. Please, Boston. Do not go. But we're going for, now that we're on the topic of Boston, actually, we're going for Jrue Holiday and Miles Turner. So in more trade rumors for y'all, we're going for Jrue Holiday, Miles Turner, in exchange for... They're talking Kemba. I really don't want to give up Kemba, but they're talking Gordon Hayward and Tice, and of course picks. So that's to catch all up on the NBA. If you're not catched up, is it caught up? Yeah, catched up doesn't sound right. Caught up. So if you're not caught up, then that's where you need to be at, because now you're caught up with the latest trade rumors that Cuddy knows, or the ones that he's been paying attention to. Let's just move on to the next subject. Which is probably going to be one of the biggest things talked about until the date of, which I believe, wow, I feel bad for not even having the real date. I believe it's November 18th, Gucci and Jeezy versus will be on Apple Music and, of course, on IG. Let me try to pull it up for y'all real quick while we are live on the live on the live. Let me see. Can I pull it up real quick? Am I that fast? Let me see. No, I can't. November 19th. November 19th at 5 p.m. if you're on West Coast. 8 p.m. if you're on the East Coast. Jeezy versus Gucci. Whew, I think, personally, I'm a Jeezy fan. I mean, Gucci got whatever Gucci, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, like, yeah, whatever, like, it's cool, but Jeezy, to me, is just... The snowman, like, we know him as the original snowman. I get what you now. Gucci has done what Gucci's done for Atlanta. That's 100% facts. Gucci is Guwap. We're not going to take nothing away from Guwap and Gucci and his old 1017. But Jeezy, come on, dog. We're talking about the snowman. We're talking about Thug Motivation. What? Yeah, boy. Come on. Yeah. Y'all tripping. I'm definitely going for Jeezy. Just so we're all clear here. Jeezy versus Gucci. Cuddy is all the way Jeezy. My first CD was Thug Motivation 101. Stop playing with me. What? Thug Motivation 101. And then I had a snowman shirt. I had a navy blue silver snowman shirt that had the glitter on it. That joint ain't even fit me, but I wanted to wear that joint. That's how bad I rocked with the snowman. Like, what? That's what I'm trying to get somewhere to get somebody like me. That's how I want y'all to be copping my merch. I want y'all to be wearing my merch and be so hyped because I made that joint. I was so hyped that was just Jeezy's little, like, snowman thing. Like, I was like, all right, cool. It said Trap or Die on it. Like, y'all tripping. I'm done. Yeah. So, on that subject, November 19th. 5 p.m. if you're on the West Coast with me. 8 p.m. if you're on the East Coast with them. That's what y'all need to be tapped in on. Apple Music, IG. Don't be anywhere else, because that's where you need to be at. So, we're going to move on to the last subject. It's been in a very eventful week. Besides my birthday being here and my girlfriend's birthday, which is November 12th. Shout out to my Booski. I'm going to give her a shout out. So we lost a great, amazing rapper, King Von, and also Mo3, that's his name, Mo3, I believe. And then if you haven't heard recently, Boosie Badass and Benny the Butcher also has gotten into altercations. Benny the Butcher got shot, I believe, in his leg or something like that, or his foot. Let me give y'all the real on what's going on. But I just think I wonder what's going on. Like, what's in the air? Like, ever since the whole election and everything's been transitioning, we talking about lockdowns going on. We talking about another lockdown for 6 weeks going on. Like, things have just been, like, Benny the Butcher got shot in the leg at Walmart in Houston? You gonna attack my mans while he's at Walmart grabbing the PS5? Damn, my mans was trying to get the PS5. He can't even go into the store to get the PS5, G. And then Boosie, like, you going Boosie badass? What did Boosie badass ever do? You going to shoot him in the leg too? At the wake of another, he got shot going to the funeral of Mo3. Ain't that a bit? You gonna shoot me for going to a funeral for somebody else? That's the type of world we living in right now. So both got shot in the leg, for Boosie and for Benny. That's just the update. I know I never updated y'all. That's the update. I believe Benny got shot in Houston. Boosie got shot in Dallas, but Mo got shot in Dallas also. And then we know Kayvon got shot in Atlanta, which everybody's seen the footage for that. I think we're going to have a bounce back week or a bounce back month in December. I feel like it's just been a real, you know, awakening for people to just, you know, be awake on what's going on and just really paying attention on the frequencies. So I think with everything going on, we just have to, you know, just love each other, be on top of each other. And understand that we gotta take life serious. You know what I mean? Life is here. So love each other now. Give each other flowers now. Let that person that you wanna know about them now. Like, if you rock with somebody, tell them now. If you support somebody, support them now. If they sell merch, buy that joint now. Like, cause you never know. Like, just get that, just give people their flowers now. I think that's what 2020 has shown us. Overall, with everything going on, we have to give people their flowers right now while they're here, while they're in front of us, while we can touch them, while we can speak to them, and while they can hear it directly coming from our mouths. Give people their flowers, show people their love, because we just don't know what's going to happen. Speaking of, you know, ending this podcast episode out, episode 15, I love just another episode with y'all. That just makes me happy. But to end this out on a positive note, because I don't like ending my episodes out like that. You feel what I'm saying? We are all about positivity. We love each other. I just want to keep y'all in the loop just so y'all don't think that. I really just want to keep this in the eyes of the youth that want to go into the rap game, just to kind of understand, like, you just got to be careful about what you're putting inside of your music, what you're saying to these other artists when you go into their cities, and just be real careful about what you're doing. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Music is heard by thousands, and you don't know who's listening. All you see is 56,000 streams, and you think, oh, I got a lot of streams. You don't know who was listening to your music, and you don't know what you said in your music that might offend somebody else. So just be careful about your music. We got to try to uplift every youth that's coming up so we can try to keep them as long as possible, because we see how fast they're going. So just be careful when you're making your music. Be mindful and give out love when you see people. You know what I mean? Don't be on that hate and shit. But on a good tip, though, we finally got a release date for Kodak. So we've been, you know, Kodak's been in jail. He's been going through everything that he's been going through, you know, getting treated unlawfully by not getting his medicine, by his stomach aches, everything that's just been going on with Kodak Black. They have just been completely treating Kodak Black like he's not Kodak Black. Like, do we not know who Kodak Black is? Do we not remember Kodak Black was the one who kept a concert going when a police officer was on the stage trying to steal a mic from him? Do we not forget we're talking about that same Kodak Black? Like, come on now, my boy Kodak finally about to get out. Don't act like we not hype, like we don't miss Kodak Black music, we don't miss Kodak Black as a person. Again, giving people their flowers. You gotta give people their flowers while they're here. And Kodak Black, definitely somebody we gotta give flowers to, especially for holding down Florida. That's You name another Florida artist besides Kodak right now. I mean, of course they got him back in the day. I think Trick Daddy. He's the first one that comes to my mind. Rick Ross, of course. Can't think of nobody else that's really held down Florida. If you can, you should comment on whatever podcast service you listen on, or just DM me on Instagram, or just go to any of my social media platforms. Go to theofficialcuddy.com. You can find all three. The reason for me saying all this, basically, my boy Kodak Black has a release date, and I'm finna give it to y'all, because if you don't know, in the last episode, I gave y'all Bobby Shmurda's release date. So that's how I caught y'all, if y'all ain't been listening. Go back to the last episode, listen to when Bobby Shmurda's coming out, so you know when Bobby Shmurda's coming out, because you about to find out when Kodak Black better get out. Right here on 82 Seconds with Cuddy. So Kodak Black about to come out November 3rd, 2022. It's official. He'll be maxed out, ready to come out. We got more Kodak Black music on the way. So we've got about a year and 9 months officially to count down. No, about 2 years, actually. Officially, like 2 years. So 2 more years, Kodak will be back with us, and we'll have more Kodak Black music on the way. But we're on episode 15, again, I want you guys to check out the Cuddy card. This is actually what sponsored this episode. Not really, but really. The Cuddy card, the only card that you'll ever need. The only one business card. The card that you should take everywhere and anywhere with you if you want to share any type of information, whether it be music, Cash App, your business card, or your website. Anything that you could possibly can put on a web link, you can put on the Cuddy card and share with the world. So get you a Cuddy card. Only card that you'll ever need. Powered by Cuddy TV and Top Tier Tabs. Let's get it. You can go to theofficialcuddy.com to watch the unboxing on that. I give you guys the first time I seen it is the first time you guys see it. So go to theofficialcuddy.com to check that out. And to keep updated with me, y'all can go watch all of my vlogs. Y'all can cop some merch. You feel what I'm saying? Send me some pictures of y'all and some merch so I can post y'all up on the Cuddy TV page. You know what I mean? But to everybody else who's been supporting and showing love, thank you. We got more things on the way. January 1st, we got new merch. I can't wait to show y'all the new merch. And we got sweatpants coming, I believe, in December. I'm talking to them over at Cuddy TV, but they taking their time. But I'm trying to get them to rush. So, working on that. The Cuddy card's officially out now. The merch expires December 31st. Make sure you get yours right now. Because if you don't, you ain't never going to be able to get the design again. And this design that we got this season is fire. So tap in, be there, and don't be anywhere else if you don't get any merch, because you'll be a sad fan, a bad fan. And if you're listening this much and you're this far in the episode, then you should own a piece of merch. Thank you guys for listening. Episode 15 on November 15th. It's been a world-wrecking day. World record day, I guess we should say. A world record day for Cuddy TV, because we're 15 episodes in now for a podcast of 82 Seconds with Cuddy, and season 2 is on the way. So I want to shout out to y'all for listening. I want to shout out to y'all for supporting. Again, go to theofficialcuddy.com and tap in with me. And y'all keep on listening, because episode 16 is on the way. Let's get it.